Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week in our reflections on Romans 1 verse 4, we have learned about Jesus Christ, our Lord. And yesterday I left you with some practical suggestions on how we can encourage one another as we live our Christian lives before our Lord. And the first is take advantage of technology to stay connected to other Christians. Use your phone, your tablet, and your computer to check in with other believers you know. Or pull out a pen and piece of paper, get an envelope and a stamp, and write a note to someone else in Christ's family. Sending a book or even a big bunch of flowers can really make someone's week and encourage them for longer than you might think. Jesus is our Lord, and we honor him when we build up one another in the body of Christ. Since we cannot yet meet together on Sundays, let's not let that be an excuse to fall out of fellowship with one another. How else can we strengthen our fellow believers? Here's one. Pray for others. I know from personal experience that it is easy to come to God in prayer and be very self-focused. I have so many needs, and I have limited time here to pray, so Lord, hear my prayer for me. Too often, that is my approach to prayer. So let me speak to myself as much as to you. What other believers do you know who need prayer? Seek the Lord on their behalf. You might reason, I do not know many Christian people. I am here alone. Okay, then could you pray for the church generally? Ask God to protect his people, to give us a deep and abiding sense of his presence, to sovereignly use this coronavirus for his purposes, to bring more people to Christ and into the church. Pray for pastors and other spiritual leaders as they make decisions for their churches amidst the coronavirus. Pray for sick Christians. On and on, you and I can pray. Many of us have more time now than we had last year. Let's use it to lift our voices to heaven. God does hear and answer our prayers. The Apostle Paul writes, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus is our Lord, plural, and not only my Lord, singular. We are meant to live in community with one another, so let us be creative about how to do that. These are some suggestions. I'm sure you can think of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's help one another. And here's a way that you could help me out. Write to me, especially now because May is the month for mail. So if you have never written to me before, I'll send you this very readable book, Can I Know God's Will? By R.C. Sproul. This is yours if you'll write to me. My addresses are forthcoming, both email and a post office box address. Again, I'll be honest, I have not heard from many of you, and this concerns me. The only way I will know if you are listening and benefiting in some way from Definition is if you write to me. If this broadcast has some value for you, write to me and let me know. I promise you, I have no ulterior motive for asking for this. For example, this is not a hook to get you to give me money. I am trusting the Lord to meet all of our financial needs, but I am trusting you to let me know you listen. So take just a few minutes this weekend and write. Thank you. And then join me for the Monday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.